Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you currently registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Absolutely certain.
Perfect, thank you so much. Would you please tell me your age?
74.
In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Straight Republican ticket.
Okay, definitely Republican?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Darren Soto.
Oh, I certainly know him.
And do you have a very favorable opinion or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What about Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Probably somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
What about Democrats in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
What about Thomas Kalifokes?
I don't know that one.
What about Project 2025?
Don't know anything about it.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly disapprove? Strongly disapprove. Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Definitely Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukarsel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you so much. And if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Kalifokes, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Thomas Kalifokes.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interface with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require information to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicaid, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The next one is Colonel Thomas Califox. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served over 30 years. Colonel Califox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the borders against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califox will take his experience as a small business and multi-millionaire dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox and the Republican and the candidate Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Colonel Califox.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Which one of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Protecting reproductive freedom, lowering inflation and gas prices, creating jobs and increasing wages for Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in school, tackling crime and improving public safety, securing our borders, making healthcare affordable for working families, improving 1-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, ending the gun violence epidemic. Which one would you choose?
Probably choose all of them.
And all of them? But if you would have to pick one to focus the leaders on, which
our
one
border.
Or border. Security or borders?
Yep.
Thank you so much. And which is the next most important issue to you? I will read them one more time for you if you want.
The economy.
The economy?
Yep. Getting inflation under control.
Inflation and gas prices. Lowering inflation and gas prices, correct?
Yep.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be a very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it be a, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs. It has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to track down on fentanyl and illegal entry. What do you think about that one? It's a very convincing reason to vote for, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect at all?
No effect at all, because you can't trust Democrats to tell the truth.
I totally understand, sir. The next one is Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. What do you think about that one?
I don't have an opinion.
No, and do you think that is a reason for you to vote for them or to support them?
No.
No, so it has no effect at all?
Nope.
Thank you so much. Darren Soto helps bringing down prices for prescription drugs and cut out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Is that very convincing reason, someone convincing, or has no effect at all?
No effect at all, because Trump's already doing it.
Thomas Califox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or has no
very
effect at all?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you so much. Thomas Califox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in and out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Is that
very convincing?
Okay, perfect. And the last one, Thomas Califox will support the Trump-baked American First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is that
very convincing?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Jared Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Califox, the Republican.
Now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of them are accurate. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Jared Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Does that raise serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
While Califox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $50 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million-dollar foreclosures. Does that cause you to raise serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califox continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backer fights to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Does that cause you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Thank you so much. Jared Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Jared Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. That I raise serious doubts. Some doubts are not effect at all.
No effect at all.
Thomas Califox stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance to pregnant women. Does that cause you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Thomas Califox blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his company took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Does that cause you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Thank you so much. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Jared Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Califox, the Republican.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary source of national and political news?
News radio.
News radio?
Yep.
I got a couple of options for you. I will read them for you. Cable news networks is the first one. Talk radio, your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Orlando, the next one is Orlando Sentinel, next one El Nuevo Día, next one internet-based news sources, and the last one social media apps or services.
Fox on the cable and talk radio.
Thank you so much. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what is the last grade of education or the last degree that you have completed?
Master's.
Master's degree. Thank you so much. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Nope.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Your time was really helpful today. Have a nice day, sir.
Yes, sir. You too.